Greetings and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, continuing our special episodes from yesterday entitled Discovering Dairy Alternatives. We are featuring food for life recipes from the Cancer Project, which is affiliated with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM. The Cancer Project promotes cancer prevention and survival through a better understanding of cancer causes, particularly the link between nutrition and cancer. Registered dietitian Stephanie Biney and chef Salua Tapulo will present low-fat, entirely vegan, and absolutely tasty dishes to enrich our health and lives with better food choices.
We're using whole wheat pasta today. Kalamata olives, fire-roasted tomatoes, chopped onions, and some nice fresh kale.
You know, Chef, kale is a great source of absorbable calcium. In fact, the calcium that is in kale, our bodies absorb 60% of it, whereas with dairy products, we only absorb about 30%. A lot of people don't realize that. You know, a lot of other dark green leafy vegetables are also good sources of calcium. Bok choy is great, mustard and turnip greens. Also, collard greens are really good.
So those are some real good substitutes for this dish if we can't find kale.
That's exactly right. Now, there are some exceptions. Now, spinach contains calcium, and so does Swiss chard, but those vegetables also contain a compound called oxalic acid, and that kind of blocks the absorption of calcium.
I'm just going to move this pasta over to the side here now because we have some cooked for our dish.
Well, how long did that have to cook?
Well, the times will vary depending on what type of pasta you're using, but this one will take about anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. So read the package, follow the directions on that, and that should work for you. So what we're going to do here is just put some heat into our pan. We'll take our onions. Oh, yes. You hear that sound? We know something is cooking now, for sure, huh? Okay. We have our olives here. Get this all stirred up. We'll let this cook for a little while, but then we'll add our fire-roasted tomatoes.
Now, if you couldn't find fire-roasted tomatoes, could you just use regular chopped tomatoes?
You can use just regular chopped tomatoes on this. And sometimes when you go into the store, you won't be able to find pitted Kalamata olives, but you'll be able to find them whole. What you want to do to remove the pit is just simply put it on your cutting board and just smash it with the backside of your knife. And there you go. And the pit will come out. We'll just chop this up, and we'll just add that to the sauce. Okay.
I love Kalamata olives. They have a very strong flavor, though. So I guess if you didn't like that strong flavor, you could just use the California olives, right?
That's right. Or you can take
very mild.
You can take the Kalamata olives and just remove the brine and fill it up with water and let it soak in water for a while. And then pour it out and fill it up with water again. Keep it in the refrigerator. And then you've removed all that salty, the acidity that's in the olives. So you could do it that way as well. Okay, so now what we're going to do here is we're going to add our kale to this. Okay, so we're just going to put this in and scoop it right into our pan. So now that we add our kale in, we're just going to stir this and blend it into the sauce. Mix it right in. I think I just need a little bit more kale. Would you have me a piece of that kale, Stephanie? And what I like to do with the kale is just start on the top end of the leaf here and just rip it down, just coming right down the stem of the kale. You see how easy that was? And then we'll just do the same for this side, just coming straight down and just removing the stem away from the leaves. Okay. Then we're just going to roll this up, slice it across lengthwise, and then slice it across horizontally. So we have some nice bite-sized pieces here.
Now, how long does kale need to cook?
Till it's tender. So you want to check it, and because depending on which kale you'll be using, you just want to take a little piece out and taste it. If it's tender enough, it's ready to go. And that's really the key to to the sauce is to make sure that the flavors are nicely blended together. You could get all that good flavors marrying together very well, so the kale should be nice and tender.
And I really like the tomatoes and the greens because the greens taste really nice if there's a little acid in them, right?
It balances well. We're going to just cover this up. Nice whole wheat pasta. Okay, so we're just going to add our fire roasted. Doesn't that look good?
That looks great. We also have an alternative to Parmesan cheese that we're going to use today. And that's right here. This is nutritional yeast. This is not the type of yeast that you use when you make bread. It's a nutritional yeast. You can buy this Red Star brand. A lot of times you can find it in the bulk section at the grocery store. But nutritional yeast adds a nice cheesy flavor, and you can use it in a variety of dishes. It's really good sprinkled over popcorn instead of butter. I like to add it to my vegetable stocks when I cook risotto or soup. You can also use it in pesto, and the list goes on and on.
Those are good ideas.
But this particular brand, the Red Star nutritional yeast, contains an important nutrient, vitamin B12. And when you are following a completely plant-based diet, you need to make sure you're getting your vitamin B12 through either a multivitamin or through fortified foods like soy milk and tofu. So, Chef, if you want to go ahead and sprinkle some nutritional yeast.
So we're going to take our nutritional yeast. And there we are, a nice, healthy, nutritious, loaded with flavor, penne pasta with kale, fire-roasted tomatoes, Kalamata olive.
And next we're going to prepare a delicious dairy-free chocolate mousse. Best desserts to eat after a meal is fruit, but today we are going to show you a healthier recipe for chocolate mousse that does not contain any dairy, and it's a great way to satisfy your sweet tooth once in a while.
This is a great, luscious, delicious chocolate mousse. We're going to start off with a little rice milk, silken tofu, some semi-sweet chocolate, and a little vanilla, and then we'll garnish it with a little strawberry. The first thing we want to do is take our rice milk and put it into our pot. Then we're going to add our chocolate to this so that it can melt.
Now, rice milk is a really good alternative to dairy, but you could also use soy milk in this recipe.
Either one of those milks will work. Why don't you blend the silken tofu for us as I stir this up?
So we have silken tofu for this recipe. And you need to make sure when you buy tofu that it does say silken tofu for this recipe because it's going to blend to a really smooth consistency. Sometimes you can find it in the refrigerated section, but also look for it in a shelf-stable package on just the grocery store shelf. So we'll put this right into the Vitamix. You know, the tofu in this recipe is going to add quite a bit of protein. One serving of our chocolate mousse has 6 grams of protein per serving. As you can see, it goes very fast.
It's already creamy.
Would you like to add the rest?
Yes, we'll add our chocolate and our rice milk to this. And we'll take our vanilla, add that in, and then we'll just blend it up a little bit more.
Smells good. we're finished.
And at this point here, you can make this overnight. It's a good dish to prepare ahead of time and just put it in your refrigerator overnight. Or if you're in a rush, make it at least a couple hours ahead of time. If you're in a real rush, make it at least 30 minutes ahead of time and put it in the freezer, and that'll work as well.
That's a good tip. So we're just going to chill it in this bowl.
I like to pour this chocolate mousse into a nice goblet. I'm going to finish it off with a little soy whip. You can find this in your refrigerated section at any one of the health food stores. Mm-hmm.
I love the chocolate. You know, and the chocolate chips you use, they were also dairy-free. And the good thing about a lot of dairy-free chocolate chips is that they're often sweetened with grains instead of refined sugar.
Well, this is really good. It's sort of like just melts in your mouth.
Well, I hope we've inspired you to discover dairy alternatives for yourself.
Join again for future episodes with Chef Salua Tapulo and registered dietitian Stephanie Biney from the Cancer Project as they show us more nutritious and delicious plant-based cuisine to help restore and sustain vibrant health. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples. May your days be uplifted by love, light, and laughter. For more information on the Cancer Project and Food for Life, please visit cancerproject.org. foodforlifetv.org or call 001-202-244-5038 to learn more about how a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans can help you prevent cancer.
For details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.